Welcome back. I'm April Trupiano, your host, and you are listening to Business Her Way. And I cannot wait to introduce you to my next guest. Now, this is a woman who's overcome tragedy that struck her early in life to not only survive that, but thrive as a result of it. So I'm here with Megan Tull, who's going to wow you. But first, I want to tell you a little bit about her. Megan is an entrepreneur success strategist and expert Pilates trainer. She's a certified coach, professional speaker, and what I really love about her, she's a transformational leader. She's the author of the soon-to-be-released book, Align with Your Passion and Live Your Purpose, and we're going to talk about that later. Now listen to this, guys. This woman has owned 7 successful businesses, and right now what she does is she offers life-changing programs, teaching women entrepreneurs how to create a highly profitable business doing what they love, all while living a joyful life based on balance and self-care. Hello? Can you say we'll take a little bit of that? So Megan helps create a money-magnetizing mindset. Listen closely. We're going to talk about that. And she teaches people how to do that so that they can turn their passions into huge profits. And she also owns Ultimate Bodies Pilates, where as a comprehensively trained instructor, she helps individuals transform their bodies along with their business and their mindset with her customized programs. And so right now, I want you to welcome my guest, Megan Tull. Welcome, Megan.
Thank you, April, for the amazing introduction.
You are so welcome. Girl, you've got so much going on. You're like this expert, a multidimensional expert. So I like that about you.
Yeah, I'm certainly a serial entrepreneur, that's for sure.
You know, I've never looked into it, but I kind of want to check out a study, see if there's any study out there to see if women or men rank more frequently on the scale of serialpreneurs, because I know a lot of women serialpreneurs.
I've never looked into that.
I know. We're going to check it. We'll check it out. So Megan, I would like for you to tell our listeners a little bit about your background, because from what you've shared, that's how you got on this path and how you were able to overcome tragedy at the age of 30.
Yes. So I was a trainer and manager for an international skincare company for about 9.5 years, and I worked with some of the top spas in the world in training their staff. And this was when the spa industry was just really starting to boom. And I had the opportunity of working with these spas and increasing their business on an average of 30%. So it was a very exciting time. And I also had a sales force with 80 sales consultants that I was responsible for training. Did a lot of seminars and big trade shows. And I was considered one of the top trainers in the country. In what I did. So really enjoyed it. I loved the training aspect, but it required a lot of travel. And when I was away for several days, came back to find out that my husband had passed away.
And oh, my goodness.
30 at the time. So I became a widow at 30, and my son, Cameron, was 2.5 years old at that time.
Oh, God.
As you can imagine, totally rocked my world and turned everything upside down. Didn't quite deal with the emotions or feelings right away, kind of tucked it deep down and felt like I needed to be strong for my son and just keep moving forward.
Sure.
So just went right back into work. I remember having a seminar that I had to teach with about 100 people just 1 week after the funeral. So just kind of kept moving forward. But what I found is, you know, I kept traveling and I was away from my son, and that became harder and harder, knowing that I was his only parent. And I started thinking, you know, wow, I really need to be there for him, to support him and, you know, to not miss out on his life. So I made a huge decision at that point that I was going to do whatever it took to be there for my son. So I made a decision to quit my job of 9.5 years and quit that security and, you know, of a paycheck and insurance and all that stuff, and you know, decided to work from home so I can set my own schedule and be there for my son.
Wow.
So, of course, yeah. You know, that's scary, big,
yeah.
Scary step there. But I knew it was something
that
I needed to do.
Exactly. You needed to do that. And what I was going to say, Megan, is that I find that with a lot of entrepreneurs, whether it's male or female, but especially with women, it comes down to mostly either we want to fulfill some sort of passion or some sort of purpose, the things that you address, mm-hmm. or we want a lifestyle change based on the things that we cherish, you know, the things that we value. Wouldn't you say that's true?
Absolutely. And for me at the time, we call it, I'm sure you've heard other people talk about their why. You know, you have to have that mm-hmm. drive, mm-hmm. know, or passion that really is going to spark the motivation that it takes on a daily basis to be able to run your business. So having a strong why of why you're doing it in the first place is going to be able to kind of push you through those tough times. And I'll tell you what, learning how to start your own business, especially from home, it's a little bit different because actually prior to working for corporate America, I had a couple businesses, a skincare business, and I was a makeup artist. So, but it's a little bit different when you're working from home because that discipline of, you know, setting up structures and really setting up systems and being consistent. And for me, it was a huge learning curve with the internet marketing and all of that. So it's just, you know, you need something that's going to push you through the challenges and the obstacles. And for me, it was my son and knowing that I was doing this for him so we can be together. So yeah. It was really cool, though, April, because my first year in business, I was able to triple my income. So I was really opened my eyes to what was really possible. I'm like, oh, my gosh, I was busting my butt for 9.5 years on the road working, 60-plus hours a week. And here I am working about 30 hours a week from home, setting my
being with your son.
And tripling. Yeah. So it was a really
Wait, say that again because I kind of talked over you. Say that again. You did what to your income when you started working for yourself?
I tripled my income.
Hello. Excellent.
So it was,
now,
you know, a big opportunity for me to know what was possible in terms of working mm-hmm. for myself. So that was really the beginning of, then from that point forward, I have never worked for anybody else again. So
I love that. Yeah, you know, I think once you get the bug to work for yourself, it's just nearly impossible to really go back and mm-hmm. fit into the box of working for someone else. Not that it's a horrific fate. It's just that, it's just hard to fit back in that box, especially when you see that you can triple your income and still have a lifestyle that matters to you. I think that's so important. So let me ask you this. Is that where you started the Pilates, or where did that come in? Because you're still doing that.
Yeah. Actually, the Pilates came a lot later. That's where I started in personal development. I was in a direct sales company with personal development products, and then I worked with a company called Wealth Masters International, also in direct sales. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of when the business coaching started I was having tremendous success, and I was a leader with those companies, but, you know, working my own business around that. So I started helping other individuals create successful businesses also. So I had, you know, systems and processes that worked that I would then go and teach other people. So I started offering value to these individuals and assisting people. So that's kind of where the whole business coaching kind of started. And, it was later that when I actually met my now husband, we've been together for 5 years, for the first time in my life when we got engaged, I took a year off planning our wedding and nearly lost my mind because, you know, when you're used to working, especially with your own business where you're very passionate, I was like, oh, my gosh, I have to get back to work. So as soon as we had the wedding, I'm like, okay, what am I going to do? I definitely still want to coach. But I actually have had a lot of experience with Pilates personally, So I thought, you know what? I think I'm going to get my Pilates instructor's license in addition, because I just fitness is such a big part of my life, and I wanted to be able to help other individuals in that aspect as well. So, you know, I've been in the beauty, coaching mind, and now, you know, with the body, being able to transform the body. So, of course, I'm like, oh, I'm just going to get my initial certification for Pilates, but ended up getting the highest level, which is comprehensive, because I can't ever do anything small. So anyway, I have a business, Ultimate Bodies Pilates, and I actually 2 days a week work with clients on transforming their bodies through Pilates.
Now, I just have to ask this question. When, you know, I love that you are, I mean, basically you're transforming their bodies as well as their mindset, right?
Mm-hmm.
And do you find that this actually allows people, you know, clients to move faster in one direction or the other? Like, you know, like by transforming their body, they can transform their mindset easier. By transforming their mindset, they transform their body easier. How is it connected that you can see?
That's a great question, and that's really what makes me different. There is really, with most women, you know, we're so busy doing things for everybody else and running around, you know, getting everything done, we're lucky to have about an hour to spend on ourselves per day. So, you know, what I do when I have my Pilates clients come in is I actually take the first 15 minutes to work on their mindset. As often, you know, people come in, they're, you know, frazzled or stressed out or rushed. They're thinking about what they have to accomplish for the day. So we take a look and you know, just kind of really de-stress, remove anything that may be, you know, blocks or any obstacles, kind of get them focused on how they would like to their day to turn out, set their intentions for the day, and come from that peaceful state when we go into the workout. And then they're going to be able to connect their mind to their body and get a much more effective workout. And then I always, when I'm working with my business coaching clients, just share with them how important it is for them to be focusing on their health and fitness, and how that is key, because without their health, they're not going to have a successful business or a successful relationship with their family, because they're going to be so stressed out. So it's you know, the exercise is a tool to be able to eliminate the stress and, of course, give them the energy that they need to tackle the day and to be able to accomplish what they have to do in their business. So I'm all about really being able to have that balance in your life where you're focusing on not only your priorities, your family, but your health and your nutrition, and then being able to set your intentions for a very powerful, productive day with your business.
I absolutely love it. Now, that could be a whole nother interview. We could do a whole another hour just on that, you know, because I know what comes up in most people's mind is all the reasons why not to start your day with exercise. You know, for me personally, you and I haven't talked about this, but I was, you know, rigorous in my training, rigorous, and loved it. And my feet were on the floor at 4:15 a.m. so that I could make it to my trainer. I boxed for an hour. I had a trainer every day, 6 days a week. I lifted weights 5 days a week. I did do a little bit of Pilates in there. But, it, you know, by 7 a.m., whatever happened in my day, I could handle it, and I knew it. I knew that whatever came up, that I was focused, you know, any concerns I had when I woke up or anything that I thought I was stressed about from the day before, it was just gone. You know, it was just really a great way to energize my day, to set the context for my day and the framework. It was phenomenal. And, you know, to answer any of you who are wanting to say, oh, why not now? I mean, I'm actually dealing with injuries, and as soon as we get those handled, believe me, that that's going to be part of my regimen again, because it made such a huge difference.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, good for you. You know, we can think of so many reasons, like you said, why not to do it. Oh, I just don't have time to do it. You absolutely can't afford not to do it, because you'll be able to last longer throughout the day and not, you know, start crashing like we do at 3 o'clock if you're not starting your day off, you know, getting energized in the first place. So it's
I could have given you 25 reasons at 4:15 in the morning during the winter why I didn't want to get out of my bed, you know. I tell you, but I will tell you that since my injury, and my injury had nothing to do with working out, it was something else, but since my injury, I'll tell you, I've noticed a huge dip in my energy throughout the day, and that's why I'm like, you know, no matter what it takes, I've told the doctor, I'm like, you got to get me back to that, just get me back to the gym and I'll handle the rest, just get me back to the gym, because, you know, I know that I needed a lot less sleep, I had a lot more focus, and I had a lot more energy. Before we have to take a break, what we're really talking about today as well, I think we really want to spend some time focusing on, is this entrepreneur success strategist. So what is that exactly? Is that what we're talking about? Is that this combination of mindset and, you know, physical support, or is it more focused on the money? Can you explain that to us?
Absolutely. So I call myself an entrepreneur success strategist because being an entrepreneur is more than just being a business owner. It's your whole, you know, if you are passionate about something, you know, you're not really separating your personal life from your business life. It's all of who you are. So you're really coming from this authentic place of just being who you are on a daily basis and being able to create that empowered lifestyle for yourself and being able to use your passions and your gifts to make a difference in the world. So what I love to do is work with entrepreneurs and business professionals in allowing them to become really clear on what gifts they have to offer, what is the value that they have to offer, being able to have them realize their value so they can start charging what they're worth and be able to build a highly successful business around their passion. But being successful as an entrepreneur really includes all the elements of having that balance, really being clear on what their priorities are, mm-hmm. being able to structure their day around those priorities by setting very firm boundaries for their personal life and their business, mm-hmm. and also being aware of what your values are so you can you know, live your life and your business through integrity. And, you know, making sure that that's part of it as well. So it's bringing in all those elements so you can truly live, you know, a life that you desire, really focusing on your passions to then ultimately live out your purpose.
And I, you know what, I couldn't agree with you more. So we're going to take a quick break, you know, a few messages from our sponsors. And when we get back, we're going to talk to Megan about the magnetizing money, the five keys to creating an empowering relationship with money. So you guys don't want to miss this one. And so we'll be right back with more of Business Her Way here on 1380 The Woman.